I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price, exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
The one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more buying.
Which one of these five quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number to five, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
Football cards, collecting and investing. Andy, we're going to start off the show a little bit different than we normally do. I set up at a card show this past weekend, as did a lot of people at the National in Chicago. We'll talk about what a lot of people had to say about the pros and cons of the National. But Andy, I traded a Joe Burrow autograph and a few other, like Derek Stingley short print cards at an LSU. It was a Shreveport, Louisiana show. And I picked up a J.J. McCarthy Zebra Print Prism Select. And if you're watching, a Roma Dunzi 1 of 1, totally certified. So I need everyone in the live chat or commenting down the road. What are your thoughts on these cards? What would be your course of action for moving these cards? Because, Andy, as you know, I am not a fan of either one of these players in particular. I'm very skeptical of Roma Dunze, but let's start with this card. Andy, what are your thoughts on certified as a whole?
Well, you know, so certified is not bad. This is a Panini set. It is a chrome stock card. Now, I do want to back up and talk about this Joe Burrow autograph. You just threw out there that you traded a Joe Burrow autograph card. Yes. So what was that, the Leaf autograph card?
Yeah, it was like a Leaf LSU autograph card, and that card roughly, you know, when Joe's hot could get up into the 400s range. And this guy was an LSU collector, and he was trying to get rid of these cards so he and his son could go to lunch. They were hungry. They're like, we really just don't want these cards anymore. I personally valued my LSU cards more than, you know, two players that I don't really care for all that much. I gave him a Derek Stingley 1 of 1 Leaf auto, and I gave him, I think, like a few other LSU short print cards. God was a diehard LSU fan. So, yeah, I am looking to move this Roma Dunzi card, and I think a lot of people, Andy, when they get a short print rare card from a smaller set, they want your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a smart move. I think you moved into some very liquid cards that have a lot of opportunity to sell for profit here in the near future. I did some comping for you and found some recent solds on the totally certified Black Mirror 1 of 1. I mean, these cards sell pretty good. Now, they're not selling to the level of Prism or Optic 1 of 1s. But they are selling good. I would put them somewhere around, you know, Mosaic or Select or Phoenix, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's a good thick chrome stock card. You've got the branding here with the rookie card shield, the NFL license. So that's great. And then you could see here the Cooper DeJean sold somewhere between $400 and $500, and the Ricky Pearsall sold for $285. So, I mean, Carter, where are you thinking about listing that on that?
Yeah, I think I'm going to just put it as a buy, BIN, buy it now at around like $350, $399. But who knows? I mean, there is a lot of training camp steam right now with Rome Odunze. Right. Obviously, mm-hmm. I would have loved to have been in Chicago with this card in hand. And I think I would have been able to move it for straight cash. I just don't think at a Louisiana show anybody would really want this card. So I was like, I'll hold on to it, see what we could do with it. So that's what I think I'm going to do. But Andy, before we move to JJ McCarthy and his market, your thoughts overall on Certified? I was just introduced to Certified, as were many others, because this is the first year of Totally Certified.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people think that, I wouldn't say a lot, but there are definitely some people that think that, you know, the inaugural season of a new set is going to have a higher liquidity, like a higher investment value long term. And so if you go back and look at 2020 Mosaic, that was the first year Mosaic came out. What I found is I think that set has to become like an iconic set within the hobby. I don't think Mosaic's quite there yet. Prism is there. For example, Prism is there. You know, the first year it came out was 2012. You go look at that set, people are trying to build the parallel rainbows and collect the entire set. It doesn't matter what player, but 2012 Prism has a lot of investment value in general. So I think it would take a long time for, you know, totally certified to get there, kind of like Mosaic has been working on for the past 5 years now. I think it's a fine set, but once again, Carter, as part of this set, I would specifically be targeting the serial number cards, the cards that have good color match, the cards that are autographed. And you did just that. You know, you got the one of one, which is arguably the best. The only thing that you could add to that card is an autograph, you know, but I like a nice clean one of one. So you really got the best card in the set, big market. I like the acquisition you made, and I think you got some nice upside here. I mean, I would almost, you know, because he is so young and you have so many future markers of opportunity to sell for a profit or at a high, I would almost list that at like $500-$600. I mean, it's a one of one. You've got the market on that, Carter. I wouldn't sell yourself short. Maybe go $600, and then if you get into October and you still haven't moved it, then you can reassess. But I mean, I would maybe list a little higher.
Yeah, we'll see. So Joel pushes back a little bit. He says that he thinks our initial range is fine with $350 to $400. Looking to move this card. Joel also says, I would try to sell it ASAP. No reason to take the chance that Caleb Williams could get him the ball. So Joel is fading Caleb going into this season. Andy, it's interesting, before we talk JJ McCarthy here, it is fascinating because Caleb's prices have exceeded Drake May's on quite a few cards. I like Drake May more than Caleb Williams. My position on that has been pretty consistent. Now we are in a spot where Caleb is really struggling at practice. I mean, Andy, the vibes are not great right now. So you're
that's good.
Exactly.
I think it's good. Remember when Burrow struggled so bad in camp and Ja'Marr Chase was like, oh, these NFL balls are harder to catch and everything, and then all of a sudden took off, man. Season starting, it was like, you know, we got all that bad stuff out of the way in camp. That's what camp's for. JJ Watt even said it recently. Y'all buy into camp too much, you know. Camp is where you're supposed to make mistakes, supposed to screw up, get all that out of your system, and then light it up during the season.
Your thoughts, though, because, look, I know you come more from the football card perspective, and – you know, I do film study. By the way, I just released a new Jordan Love film study on Power Hour NFL. We're just all NFC North today. Next thing you know, we'll be breaking down old Dick Night Train Lane film. But I will say this: it's so fascinating when you look at Caleb and his fit with Ben Johnson, whom many consider to be the best play caller in the NFC. I don't know if they're a perfect fit for each other, right? Ben Johnson wants to play to be run how it's supposed to be run, and Jared Goff is really good at doing that very thing, where Caleb is more of a play extender and kind of wants to do his own thing. So, Andy, are you concerned about this Bears offense at all?
Well, yeah. I mean, NFC North is a really tough division. They're not going to get a whole lot of breaks in terms of scheduling. And just, you know, first year as the new head coach and getting everything to gel, the chemistry to work, I definitely think there could be some speed bumps and some hurdles, and there could be a lot of that Caleb improvising, extending plays, which may not work so well with the route tree that Ben Johnson wants the guys to run. So we'll see. I mean, this is interesting. There's definitely a lot of there's a pretty decent percentage that this could go sideways for the Bears, for yeah, sure.
And they start off week one versus the Minnesota Vikings.
Ooh, that's tough.
It doesn't get better than that, man. I will say Caleb's film in his home game versus the Vikings was insane last year. It really was special. Let's talk J.J. McCarthy, Andy. So I think our viewers are enjoying the price market situations here. So this zebra print J.J. McCarthy Concourse Select Prism has been trading consistently at its floor. It's been at around $450. I've mostly seen it in like the 500 range. Guess what, Andy? I get a break. So I pick up this card over the weekend and I get the announcement that J.J. McCarthy will start the preseason game this weekend.
Let's go.
More than likely, he's going to do well. So this is my game plan with this card. I am going to list it Friday before the preseason game so I can get that new listing, eBay shine, and list it at around, like, I guess, 600, 700. And if he plays well, people are going to be running to go get J.J. McCarthy cards.
Yeah, and I like that because he could dice up a second, third string secondary, you know, and you definitely have, if you look here, I mean, there's been Bo Nix's, this Bo Nix variation is selling really good. Look at all these solds for Bo Nix.
That's the same one I have. Wow.
That's, yeah, and so you see that's going between 560 in auction just 4 days ago, 609. So you got 550 here for Caleb. So you've got some real, yeah, potential. I would be in that 600-700 range. You know, J.J. McCarthy has got a really, like, strong fan base, and I think that the hype for him could get pretty crazy, man, especially when you look at Justin Jefferson on the depth chart, you know. So I think that's the, you know, the ceiling's pretty high for them.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to do. Hopefully he lights up this preseason game. If he looks really good, people are going to be flooding to go get J.J. McCarthy cards. So that was actually going to be my play of the week / hobby tip of the week. I'm going to give it to you early, baby. I'm fired up today.
Well, you want to stick around to the end for my play of the week, Carter. Ooh. This has got to be the juiciest quarterback play to make right now.
Okay.
Like, I'm so excited about it. I might have to buy a card live on the stream at the end of the stream.
So
rookie ticket auto.
So I do think that is my plan of action. And I would also pay close attention to the preseason schedules, right? People are hungry to go buy some football cards right now. Hungry. So have a listing ready to go. This would be a ridiculous time to not only list J.J. McCarthy, but this is going to be my next topic. Joel's on fire today. Welcome. Shedeur Sanders. Andy also getting a preseason start. If he looks any type of decent, it's wheels up.
Yeah, I mean, it's wheels up. I mean, he's already got the name, you know, and so many people are just chomping at the bits for him to get this opportunity. So, yeah, if he plays decent here, which I think there's a decent likelihood that he lights it up on Friday. night. And that's, I mean, it's cards are going to shoot up for sure.
So one thing as far as Shador is concerned that you have to take into consideration is a lot of these common man fans that don't like the antics and all of it. Guess what? They've actually turned, right? They're cheering for Shador now because he's been knocked down a peg. Everybody wanted to see him get knocked down a peg. Andy, also, Shador's father is going through some medical stuff. Yeah. So everybody is on Shador's side now. I do think a lot of people that did not like Shador previously have this Baker Mayfield aspect to him where he's fallen flat on his face. And Baker fell flat on his face in the NFL, and then he had a resurgence, right? Shador falls in the draft. Everybody's rooting for him. And you saw it this morning on ESPN, right? They're already pushing a narrative.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Of the Browns are putting him in a bad spot. You have been running four-string reps, and boom, now you're fighting for a roster spot versus a friend of the channel, Football Card Quest's own. I say that. He's never been on here before. Tyler Huntley. So I think a lot of people are going to be rooting for Shador that wouldn't have been rooting for him otherwise. So I think that would get more people to go buy his football cards.
For sure, man. Yeah, storyline is so powerful.
So I would list your Shadors. Just put a high buy it now number on it if you're looking to move. Because there is a higher likelihood than one would think that they may move him, right? Because I do think they want to keep Kenny Pickett. I do think they want to keep Joe Flacco around. And do they really cut Dylan Gabriel over Shador and keep four quarterbacks and whatever you want to do with Deshaun Watson? I do think they need to move one of those quarterbacks. So I would be ready. I would just be ready. Okay.
Yes, sir. So, you know, look at the skill position players that are going up a lot right now in camp. One that stood out to me this morning was Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I think this play is continuing to heat up throughout this offseason as more people, like when you're doing your fantasy drafts and it's, and, you know, one stat that they like to talk about is vacated targets. Like how many vacated targets are on Seattle Seahawks from the departure of DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. And then you go and it's like, well, they got to go to the rest of the remaining skill position players. And JSN is stepping up to the plate, having a great camp, showing great chemistry with Sam Darnold. And as a result, I've seen his cards go up a lot. He's a guy that if you invested in during the season last year, or even his rookie season, when he was, you know, wide receiver three on his team, you're now making nice money on his card, so you can sell these for profit. I mean, like, plain, ugly patch, limited card here out of 199, selling for close to 50, or this Spectral, selling for close to 50 out of 149. That's a great sign. His more premium cards, like his Silver Prism Rookie Autos, the one-of-ones, those are going to really fetch a nice premium, and it's a great time to sell him heading into this season.
JSN, baby. I love the situation for him. I think, you know, he's clear cut over Cooper Kupp. The thing that does concern me is they are going to run a lot of two tight end sets with this run based attack coming over. But JSN is still going to eat. But I do think what's very fascinating, if you want to dive deep, and Andy, I'm going to be honest, when I was prepping for the show this morning, I did mean to go look up Tony Horton's cards, the Colorado State rookie. Out of all the rookie wide receivers, and I keep up with training camp news like basically every single day, no wide receiver rookie wide receiver has had more positive steam somewhat out of nowhere than Tony Horton, who honestly, Andy, is so damn smooth. He is a fun wide receiver to watch on air. You know, for a while, the rookie that they were steaming up was Pat Bryant. And now Pat Bryant's been knocked down kind of sort of a peg here. But Tony Horton looks like the real deal to me and someone that's going to play this year. He has to fend off the likes of Marquez Valdes-Scantling. So he should be able to play over him.
His last name spelled H-O-R-T-O-N, right?
No, I actually misspelled it. It's not Tony Horton. It is Torrey Horton.
Torrey Horton. Yeah, yeah. Okay, sorry. Yeah, also playing for the Seahawks.
Yeah. I meant to say Torrey Horton. I've been saying Tony Horton. But Torrey Horton.
Torrey Horton.
Yes. But you can see here, once again, it's one of those misspelled things.
Yeah. A lot of people put in Tony.
Yes.
Believe it or not.
Yes. So I'm not the only one.
Well, and that's, yeah, definitely worth a look, because you see when you plug in the right spelling, you get a different set of cards. So, you know, sometimes it does make sense to just search by last name, like search Horton. You know, that's hard to misspell. So I'm just looking to see if he had anything come out in the new sets. Okay, he does have a score. I'm not sure if he's got an auto in that or not, but you can see the Bowman Chrome firsts autos are very cheap.
They are cheap.
And that was actually, I don't know if you saw this. I watched this reel on Instagram, but it was like by Gaby Card Stacks, and he had some feedback on it. And a lot of the other football card guys that I know are, you know, really focused on football cards, they had a really hard time finding any college football singles. Of course, they could find sealed product, but singles, there was a big complaint that there was not enough, virtually none, of the college uniform Bowman Chrome University First rookie autos, serial number card, all these cards that are extremely flippable. People flip them every day. I mean, Gaby Cardstacks makes, you know, borderline makes a living flipping these cards on us, you know, on the side. So I know guys in the Discord every day are flipping these cards on the side. So that to hear that they weren't at the National was really surprising to me.
Oh, so he was referencing the National.
He was referencing the National.
And he was disappointed in the college uniform card.
He said he hunted everywhere. And I don't know how reputable this guy is, but I mean, he had a lot of likes and a lot of feedback on the video and a lot of people agreeing with him. So, you know, I was like kind of looking at that. I was like, wow, you know, it's...
I need to watch this. Yeah, I would... You know, and let's talk about the National, because everybody wants to, you know, make their takes. I won't spend too much time on it because neither one of us went. We can get somebody like Ziggy or someone else on here to actually talk about their National experience, because it is so big, right?
Yeah, it's huge.
You know, everyone's going to complain about something. It's just so many people. Like, it is so many freaking people, and it's so expensive, right? But they had lines out the door just to get in the freaking building. So that's a good thing. Wow.
That's a good thing for the hobby. Great sign.
Yes.
And you know, these guys are a lot of them are watching college football, and they're speculating on the sport as well, just like NFL. I get it's not the same as a – you know, like that one-of-one Roman Dunze you got. But at the same time, they're still speculating on these college athletes, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a college over NFL guy. It's just I grew up in a college market. So, but I still love the NFL. I mean, I love them pretty close to equal. It's just college cards, we're still a long way away from it catching up. But with NIL and all that stuff and more college cards just being out there, I could see more popularity. But, I mean, the NFL is just king, right? But I could understand someone that is a super diehard college football card collector, and they're like, okay, we're going to the National. We know for sure at the National, the second biggest, most watched sport in America, I would think at the National, there's going to be some college cards and college setups for me to look at. But there's
an opportunity, Carter, for somebody to take that bull by the horns and put up a big sign that says college football cards here and just dedicate their booth to it. Because I'm sure there were portions of tables that had it, and maybe he just couldn't find it. Because you and I went to your – when we went, I mean, I could see how you could not find something there, because you could walk around all day and still have only seen half the tables. I mean, it's that huge, you know. But I guarantee you that college football cards are not quite big enough yet to have a dealer dedicate their whole booth to it, or a whole table even to it. Maybe a corner of one of their display cases, you know, has some Arch Manning or something like that. But, you know, to branch out and have like Torrey Horton and this other, you know, a lot of these other skill position guys, Bowman Chrome University cards, serial numbered rookie autos, that kind of stuff. I don't think it's quite that big enough for someone to dedicate their booth or their table to it. But that also means there's an opportunity for somebody to take that lead and do it.
Interesting.
Maybe that'll be us next year. Maybe you do a college football table and I'll do a NFL table.
Let's get a few more comments in here. Let's go to Blue K. Is Elijah Badger still a good play? He's made a few nice catches in Chiefs camp.
Chiefs stacks, baby.
And his stuff is still cheap. I gave this out for a play a little bit earlier because I watched almost every Elijah Badger snap last year. And I was like, this guy, I feel, could be an NFL wide receiver. And then he goes to the Chiefs. So obviously every year, if you're with the Chiefs, it's going to be a crowded wide receiver room. But there is obviously targets to go around with, you know, whatever's going to happen here with Rashee Rice. And what's fascinating to me, a Chiefs source told me one of their better players in camp has been Tyquan Thornton.
I saw that.
Dude, Tyquan Thornton is making plays. But, yeah, if you get an Elijah Badger auto for like $5 or $10, sure, go for it.
He's got very few cards. Keep that in mind. Very few cards. So, yeah, focus on the rookie autos, ultra scarcity. Why not? I mean, it's deep. The Kansas City depth chart is huge, but we know there's playing time opportunities for these guys, and nobody besides Rashee Rice has really stepped up out of this wide receiver room to establish themselves as a, you know, a target or a consistent target earner, you know? So,
and shout out to Elijah Badger for fully signing his name like a true American. That's
beautiful.
I love it. I guarantee you it's not going to remain that way.
Yeah, especially, look at the Tyquan Thornton auto. Polar opposites.
I like that we go from there to there. Oh, my goodness. That isn't TT. That's SS or 7-7.
You know, so there was the lady at the Bucks player signing event that I went to last week that we were talking about. Yeah. The lady in front of me was a retired teacher, and she said, what you do? And I was like, I can't get away with this, ma'am, but you can. And so she's like, yeah, watch me. And so she goes up to him. She says, I want you to sign this like your mama can read it, is what she tells him. She said, I'm a teacher, and I want you to use your best penmanship. I want you to sign it so your mama can read it. Make your mama proud. And they all smile at her, and then they give them the really best, nice autograph. And so, yeah, you know, I followed her coattails, and I was able to get mine.
Look at this. So Space 99 Yak, there's no way we can confirm this, but he's coming in hot, says, that's my Tyquan I sold this morning. Which one?
Which one?
Yeah, let me know. Is it this? That three color patch looks really, really, really nice.
But Space Yak, what are you doing, bro? You sold on the low, man. Unless, I mean, how much did you get this card for? But I think Tyquan's one of those guys where you definitely list it for twice, maybe three times as much as what they're selling for here. $5-$10 if you guys are just listening to this, and sell them for 30 to 40 on a spike game. I mean, Tyquan could easily have a 3-touchdown, 100-yard game with the Chiefs. who knows, opening night, you never know. And you're making a big profit, you know, that's what you want to do with Tyquan. Just move them, you know.
Let's okay. Since he came out and said, yeah, this was my sell, dang, a book in 99 out of 99. Dang, I don't know if I would have let that go for less than $10. But
yeah,
let's go to his store. Okay, he said he didn't know he was making plays in camp. Oh, this was a new listing as well. All right, go to his store. I'm going to buy a card off of him. I'm not going to buy that one.
We hate to pick on you here, Space 99 Yak, but if you're not following camp, man, you might be the target of some snipers in the chat right now.
All right, let's scroll down. Let's see what else he's got here.
Ooh, that's a nice Tajay Spears PSA 10. Out of 125 for 39. That's not bad, man. That's a great sleeper play. I'd have to go Comptus Jaden too. Like, I might be in the market for that. I mean, that's got the rocket ship emojis.
Send him an offer right now for the Tyquan or for the Tajay for $20. Let's see if we can get him. Let's see if he's willing to let it go. Send it to him. He might be willing to move it. Let's see. All right, he said similar items. Let's see if we can get 20 for this.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Similar items sold for... I'll do one better. I'll give them $22.50.
Hello.
Message.
Let's see if he says yes. All right. Did you put your seat? No. I don't think anybody saw it.
Well, it's got my old address and my expired oh, okay, debit card. So
oh, okay, good. Well,
you're but this is one of those where you have to, you know, and I like this about eBay. You have to put in, you know, you have to have valid information to make a bid.
It's still a cool card.
Yeah, and they sent my new debit card to my old address, so I got a new one, so I can't even use this. I'd have to get my
wife. Ironically, my debit expired. I got to go run and figure out my situation.
Well, they normally send you a new one automatically, but if you move or if you had fraud or something, apparently sometimes they don't.
All right. So, Space Yak says he's interested at $22.50. So
let me go get my wallet. I'm joking.
Well, you're expired. So it's
I have to go. I have to go raid my wife's wallet, get her debit card, or use a different card.
Oh,
but,
God.
And
this is random. Before this gets too off the rails, I actually met Andy's wife for the first time. I talked to her on the phone for the first time, despite the thousands of hours I had never talked to her on the phone, and I had always thought that your wife was like just super quiet because I never heard her in the background. And she was the most exuberant, personable person I've ever spoken to on the phone. So that's interesting.
Yep, we should
make this a segment every week. We will look at one of y'all's eBay stores. I kind of like that. It's a pressure because you feel pressure. You're like, well. Let me see if we can get Andy or Carter to buy one of our cards. What does he mean by this is going very meta today?
Yeah, not quite sure. I think it sounds cool.
Yeah, it sounds cool. I was like, what does it mean? Mark Zuckerberg is watching. Is that it?
I don't know exactly what the Urban Dictionary defines meta as. But you know how have you never seen like YouTubers or anybody say like, oh, that's very meta.
Yeah.
I mean, Carter, you should know this, man. You're like as hip and dialed in with you know, the pop current pop culture as anybody I know.
Yeah.
Well, I say that because I'm wearing my PSA shirt today, and a lot of people are complaining about PSA and the lines over the weekend. I will continue to complain about PSA and the card upcharge thing, which I will never quite understand, but it is what it is.
Space 99 Yak's got deals, guys. So go look up Area 51 C S E A. That's the name of his eBay store. He's got deals. I mean, I'm Caleb Base Optic, $3. Buy it now. He's doing some free shipping, or no, he's doing some $1.32. So he's doing some plain white envelope on the low cards. I mean, look, if you really want to speculate on Anthony Richardson, there's a gold vinyl out of 5 for $500. That seems very reasonable. He's got the DAC 100s, which we'll talk about. We got to talk about DAC here in a little bit, man. Is it time for hobby tips so that way we can get to play of the week?
Yeah, let's go. Hobby tip of the week.
Hobby tip of the week brought to you by the Football Card Quest.
All right, let's hear
we're not officially, you know, we don't have a sponsor. This is a totally independent show, guys, so feel free to super chat, sign up for our premium membership. So hobby tip, we go to best sellers here on blowoutcards.com. Uh-oh, yes, I'm human. There we go. Football. Let's see what they got. Hobby tip, we always got to be keeping our eye on what the sealed market is doing. 2025 Luminance out, providing those year one autos. These are big on-card autos in there. Some good cards in Luminance. It does good when it first comes out, Carter. It's not a chrome stock card, but it's not as thin and cheap feeling as Score. It's actually got some nice quality to it. It's like a thick cardboard card. This is a good set. And you got, look, the sale on Donruss Elite Hobby Boxes with the Pen Pals, the turn of the century autos. The Pen Pals are on fire right now for the 2025 class. If you're looking to get lucky with sealed product, I mean, we looked at this last week, Carter, to the fact that they've gone on sale. That's pretty nice. It's a good set to flip right now.
Interesting. And then you can, at your local Walmart, I was going to bring this up as well. Every time I walk into Walmart, I see contenders boxes sealed megas. Normally they get cleaned out for contenders, but because there's no Jaden autos and whatnot.
Look
at that.
Wow. Auction today. On the football, the Elite Hobby Box that we just saw on sale from a distributor, where you know what you're getting is a sealed product that hasn't been tampered with or scanned, for $320. Auction ended today on it for $365.
Crazy.
And he had an auction yesterday in for $309, so maybe that was timing. Maybe that was the seller. But the fact that, you know, you see the values there in it. You see the breaks going down. Look at all these breaks. These are all breaks listings that people have bought. It's a very popular product right now.
Interesting. Very, very, very interesting.
Yeah, check this out. 2025 Donruss Elite. Like, let's look at. I love doing this because this gives you. This is, I think, the fastest way, instead of going and reading the little Beckett article about the checklist and stuff like that. I like to go and see what is selling and what it's selling for out of the set. You can go highest here to see what's the most expensive cards you could be chasing in that set. Ashton Jeanty, gold out of 10, sold for $1,000. But probably the best thing to do would be 2025 Donruss Elite and go ended recently and just look at what's selling. Maybe go buy it now sold. What are people impulse buying, like as fast as possible. Pen pals, rookies on deck. Xavier Worthy, full 21.46 miles per hour, full throttle.
That's a cool insert for just to have a cool card around.
Got serial number out of 799. That tells you probably have more rare parallels of that that are maybe, you know, it's probably going to hold a little bit better value there. But yeah, you go and look and say, okay, there's a turn of the centuries. I know those are liquid. I'm looking for those. They have multiple parallels, different serial numbers. Those are great rookie autos. Also gives you an idea. You're going to have the pro logo, not always a pro uniform, but you're definitely getting the rookie card shield and the pro logo. Those are assets you want to target. Pen pals are great. I mean, these cards we talked about. And then they've got the cards that have like this obsidian type look to it. I mean, look at this Shadur out of 999. That's nice that they added that serial number, even if it is high. $45 buy it now today or yesterday.
Could go for 70 if he balls out this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I would like actually look at this card to see if there's any other in auction or where this card is at. Because, I mean, this was probably a pretty standard card that you're trying to like chase out of this set. Because look, there's some listed for 70. So this will tell you, yeah, so these will sell, Carter, before, you know, you buy yours. Now, if you wanted to be the top, you got to add promotion. So the guy here, that's $69.99. The way he got his to the top is because he's a new listing and he's probably added promotion. He's added, you know, a percentage of promotion. So whoever adds the most is going to get bumped up. So this is what you want to do if you're on the selling end. Think about this whenever you're selling. You want to go and look at this right here to determine where you want to list yours at and then how much promotion you want to add.
Yeah, so I'm going to list mine, my McCarthy, Friday night at like 7 and put some promotion on it. I'm going to list it, have that new listing feel before their preseason game at 3. The next day. So really excited about this. I'm glad I'm back in the prospecting game just a little bit. We appreciate Space Yak 99 with the super chat after his eBay store review. We appreciate you, Space 99 Yak.
Yeah, very much so. Thank you, sir. Mm. Yeah, his photos look good. I mean, his prices are very competitive. Honestly, I bet he sells a decent amount because those are good prices and good photos. And he had good reviews.
Anyhow, I want to share a little personal story here, if you don't mind, because I brought up the Tyrann Mathieu thing, and it could just be that I was set up this weekend at a Louisiana show, but. You know, like is the case for a lot of people, my money is tighter. If it wasn't, I probably would have been at the National. We probably would have been at the National. But I listed some of my Tyrann Mathieu cards. And since we're still in this retirement kind of buzz surrounding him, they moved. I was kind of shocked by that. Not because, you know, he's not popular or because he retired. It's they moved because I bought most of my collection during the peak hobby years when everybody's prices were at their highest. Most of them I moved for more than what I bought them for, right? So with these retirements, you do get a little bit of a bump, right? Especially if you're collecting a somewhat obscure player. At least personally, I've gotten a bump. So if you are, let's say, a fan of more of a niche type of player and you feel like they are getting ready to retire, some of those guys could be Keenan Allen, who just re-signed with the Chargers, whatever. Be ready for that. Obviously, Amari Cooper recently, he's cooked. There's going to be a little bit of a buzz bump. I would like to think maybe I'm just totally wrong on that.
No. I don't think you're wrong. I mean, a lot of people know who he is. two already, so that helps.
Mm.
You know, like we like when looking earlier, like I found the Devin Hester, you know, totally certified Black Mirror one of one, sold for like, what did it sell for? Like $100?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so it's not nothing. And it's cards like that. So you also had premium cards of his as well. You didn't have right. just like, I guess, quote unquote, junk cards, you know?
Right. It is important to collect the premium sets. You know, as you age, you begin to appreciate that more and more. I will always love Leaf, always, right? A lot of my PC is just Leaf stuff. But in the grand scheme, you want the big sets. That's just how it is. Even though we all have our obscure set that's not one of the big fives, you know, for me, Andy, that set will always be Spectra. That'll always be my personal favorite. Well, what's your personal favorite? Is it Phoenix? Is it Mosaic? What's your favorite obscure one?
Obscure one? Yeah, I honestly, it would probably be Spectra.
Okay,
Spectra has some of the sickest cards I've ever seen out of any set, and it doesn't sell like the way they look, you know, in terms of bling and just like thickness. I mean, you show some of these Spectra cards to a kid and they're just like, whoa, what is that? I mean, it's just the coolest, thickest, all the colors, you know, shine and refraction everywhere. It's just, I love that set.
Let's go. Spectra all day, every day. It's now time for play of the week. And before we get to that, Andy, we had a very interesting Hall of Fame class just get inducted.
Ooh.
It was Jared Allen, Antonio Gates, Eric Allen, and who is the other? Whose name slips my mind? Oh, Sterling Sharp, the biggest name of them all. Next year's Hall of Fame class, Andy, is going to be filthy. Drew Brees, first time eligible. Larry Fitzgerald, first time eligible. It's going to be nasty. So that's 2023.
Oh, dude, Google failed me. No, this is Yahoo. No wonder.
But that class was great. 2025. Well, you would want to
probably type in NFL, huh?
NFL, and then, there's not going to be an announcement. I wouldn't put announcement. I would put in the search, NFL Hall of Fame class, potential Hall of Fame, or for 2026, if you will. But yes, it was four people. There you go.
There they are.
Sterling Sharp, Jared Allen, Eric Allen, and
Jared Allen was the beast. Those guys were all beasts.
Antonio Gates. Kind of a lackluster class. I will say Luke Kuechly is better than all of them. Flame me all you want. Flame me all you want. Luke Kuechly should have been a first ballot Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you're a Luke Kuechly truther, man.
And I shouldn't be because he played for the Panthers and I'm a Saints guy. But next year, there's like two bona fide first year locks, Larry Fitzgerald and Drew Brees. Agreed?
Yeah.
Like bona fide.
You
got to be first ballot Hall of Famers. Then there's a debate in the chat right now for Jason Witten, Andy.
Really? Did he? Well, yeah, actually, Jason Witten, he had such a long career, too. It was so consistent. I would put Jason up there. I mean, because he really laid it out there for the Cowboys.
Okay, remember, though, they can only put five in.
That's true.
So Larry Fitzgerald, Drew Brees, and Luke Kuechly for me have to get in.
I think
Luke Kuechly. Funny story: when they announced the class, I saw Luke Kuechly the same night that they announced that he wasn't getting in on the first ballot, and I met him. I was like, man, I've always been a big fan of yours. I'm not fronting. I've said it plenty of times. So when I went up and I talked to him, I could tell he was kind of bummed, or not bummed, but just kind of, you know. And I, and then it didn't hit me. I was like, oh, well, he might have learned earlier or whatever. But to me, he should have been first ballot. The Luke Kuechly disrespect is just insane to me. He should have been first ballot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little bit harder for me because he always wrecked havoc on us in Tampa. Yeah. So, but he was solid. He was solid.
Solid? Solid? Yeah.
I mean, solid? I thought he was solid. I never thought, like, you know, like, to me, I think Levante David is just as good as Luke Kuechly.
Come on.
Levante David's going to be a Hall of Famer, man. Levante David is a really good one. He's lived up to, like, the Derrick Brooks, you know, legacy that we've had here in Tampa. Facepalm. That's a long facepalm.
You really put. Man,
why are you? I mean, I get it. Luke Kuechly was solid.
Andy, I totally get it. You're a Bucks fan. I'm a Saints fan. I will always love DeMario Davis more than I love Luke Kuechly personally. But you really think Levante David deserves to be in the same paragraph. As the great Luke Kuechly.
So I would say Luke Kuechly comparable to Derrick Brooks in terms of, like, play quality and career and everything. Levante David, he's like 95% the way there. Maybe he's a one level below Luke Kuechly.
Sheesh.
And maybe that's partly Panthers bias that, you know, yeah.
But. Andy, I love you, man. But Luke Kuechly was the best linebacker. Like, it wasn't even a question when he was playing. He was the best linebacker. I think he was better than Brian Urlacher. I think that's how great I think Luke Kuechly was. But I digress. We then get to play of the week. Andy, I'll let you go first.
Sure, man. You know, another quarterback that's been going up, I think the play of the week this week is a second-year quarterback. Another quarterback that's been going up second year is Michael Penix. He's having a great camp. His values are going up a lot. There's a lot of high-end hobbyists that are buying Michael Penix Jr. cards right now, as you can see from these solds today. Somebody just dropped a bunch of money here, several thousand on a gold auto out of 10. On a Nike Swoosh Phoenix gold out of 10. You know, he's had a lot of sales recently. His Silver Prism rookie auto is up over 300, as you can see here. So that's not my play of the week, but I'm showing you guys how much hype there are for second year quarterbacks. My play of the week is a second year quarterback that's not yet a starter, but he's also having a great camp, and his cards are so cheap. And I think this guy's playing style lends to just an insanely high upside, and that is Joe Milton. I mean, Joe Milton is falling out in camp. He also plays for the Dallas freaking Cowboys now, and he could Dak Prescott. I mean, Dak Prescott took over the job when Tony Romo got injured, and then they never looked back. Well, Dak Prescott's fragile now. He's got a high injury risk, high injury probability at this point in his career and all the injuries he sustained. Joe Milton would absolutely take that starting job. Joe Milton may even play better than Dak Prescott right now, healthy. And so there's some experts that think Joe Milton looks like he could be a starter on approximately 10 different NFL teams. So, you know, I'm looking at the values, man. If I could get a Joe Milton rookie auto for less than $50, I mean, I'm seeing some of these transactions super low, like crazy low.
Joe Milton.
There's available listings right now. I was talking about buying at the beginning of the stream. Rookie ticket auto. Let me specify here. Rookie ticket auto. Joe Milton. Look at that. $50 Optic Contenders rookie ticket auto. Sick photo where he's in motion evading, you know, oncoming defenders to get the ball out. I mean, I think that's an awesome card. Awesome card. For $50, it's really hard to go wrong there. I mean, that's very little downside, all upside.
Interesting. So I've done a ton of Joe Milton film studies, a ton. And he has got a huge fan base, Andy. And I will say, Dominic has held me to a high standard here. He's been one that's commented under my NFL channel, I believe. He felt Joe Milton was better than Drake May, which I don't believe, as many of you know. But, yeah, I mean, the Joe Milton experiment is going to be a ton of fun. I could see him lighting up in a preseason game and his stuff go nuclear. Andy, I want to bring up for my play of the week, what would you do with your Anthony Richardson cards right now?
Gosh, I'd be nervous, man. I'd be nervous. You know, I'd be holding them, but I'd be nervous for sure. You know, you can't sell with at the current Anthony Richardson prices. You need him to start, need him to win a game, put something together here, positive in a meaningful game environment. And I think at this point, honestly, it's going to take 2 to 3 games strung together for Anthony Richardson to really start to take that step forward in prices, right? Like Joe Milton starts one game, lights it up, throws for, you know, 350, 400 yards, something like that, and a couple of touchdowns and no interceptions. God, his prices are going to go crazy. But Anthony Richardson does that. I think maybe we get a 5%, 10% maybe on some cards bump, but it's going to take 2 to 3 games for Anthony Richardson now for people to really be like, all right, maybe he is the real deal. Maybe he is. And then they start jumping on board. I think they're just going to be way more reactive to AR now and not as impulsive until he gets a couple games together.
I'm excited. I am very excited. I'm rooting for him. I never thought I'd say I'd be rooting for a Florida Gator, but he's just so much fun. But yeah, I would, because he's going to play some this preseason. You might get a spike, right? I'm just saying for a lot of these quarterbacks with so much shaky, risky profiles, especially the QBs that you know have fan bases. We know Anthony Richardson has a lot of people that know who he is. J.J. McCarthy won a national championship with, you know, a top 5 brand in college football, playing for the Vikings. And then obviously Shador is the biggest young brand in the NFL. So with these preseason games, if they light it up, this could be your chance to get close to absolute max for the cards that you might have, which is my play of the week, is just be ready for Anthony Richardson, because I do think he's going to have a good preseason, because this is arguably the most pressure he's ever been in his entire career, with Daniel Jones breathing down his neck and everyone making a big deal about Tyler Warren, who – Did you see the one-handed catch that Tyler Warren made in camp, Andy?
That guy is a beast.
It's going to be beast. So I wanted your thoughts on Emeka Egbuka, Andy.
Oh, dude, I wish I would have got to meet him because everything I've heard about him is fantastic. I heard he had, you know, some of the best mentals in terms of evaluation. I hear Baker's got great things to say about him. Everybody's saying he's a real deal, he's absolute stud. So very interesting. I mean, our depth chart is loaded in skill position players, and like it's the Bucks are going to be clear contenders this year if they can stay healthy, which is they're very exciting for Tampa Bay fans. So
I love me some Inouye in the chat. The funny thing about this, though, is Egbuka is no longer a sleeper. His ADP, Andy, has shot up multiple rounds in all fantasy formats. Well, I say all on the ones that are super sharps, like DraftKings, FanDuel, FastDraft, which you could still sign up using my promo code Carter, Fast Draft Fantasy. But, man, dude, they freaking – the Bucks are loving them some Emeka Egbuka, dude.
Heck yeah, man. I mean, what's not to love about this guy? It's just – yeah, it's going to fit in great with the offense. Really excited. I mean, the last time I think we spent a first-round pick on a wide receiver is probably Mike Evans. So,
and, you know, 6'9". There's no better connection in the planet.
Yes, sir. There we go. Look at that.
There's nothing
it's meant better. To be. It's meant to be.
Yeah, yeah. If you know, you know.
So what's, I would be interested. This is my issue with buying in, because I would pay higher, you know, values for these rookie autos of Amika. But the problem is there anything, like, I bought score autos in the past of guys in the Bucks, and I end up holding them, and then a year later I'm like, man, I wish I would have just waited bought some really good cards after the rookie season, you know. Like you can get now for Bucky and Jalen McMillan and stuff. You got all their cards out. So it's like, yeah, I want some early exposure, but I'm not going to sell it. So I might as well wait if I'm going to hold it and just get a much better card. It's hard to resist that temptation, but you got to ask yourself, are you really going to sell that card? If the answer is no, then just wait, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we saw what happened with Trey Lance, right? Had a good performance over the weekend, and people were like, oh, Trey Lance, the guy that was more overpriced than anybody else on the planet Earth. But yeah, Egbuka is getting so much steam right now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he just doesn't really have any good cards out. I mean, like his out of $9.99 that's selling, Shador's was selling for $50. The, you know, the Amika is selling for $12.50, which is not bad, you know. Six bids on this card is closed today, which, I mean, that's not bad, but it's like this card for me doesn't do a whole lot for me. You know, it's an okay card, but I would be on the side of, maybe I'll flip this card, you know, I'll sell it. So for me, if it's a card for my collection, I'm just going to wait until he has some really good cards out. Probably get me a nice Spectra rookie ticket auto.
Let's go to Jonathan. He says, should I hold or sell Cam Scataboo?
Sell. Sell. High volatility with the running back position. And in his values are just insane. Like this same card for Scataboo is probably selling for the same as Shador Sanders or more.
I would, if there was ever a sell opportunity, it would be now. Even if he is good, he's in one of the worst offensive environments, and Tyrone Tracy's no slouch. I mean, Tyrone Tracy's good. Yeah, it is high.
These are I was looking at active auctions as well, so it's kind of non-serial number rookie auto, $70. That's actually come down, so. You know, it's not quite as high as when the product was first released, but you can see his cards are, generally speaking, especially his autographs, Carter, still very expensive.
Yeah. Don says Jackson Dart's got to be a hold, right? Even if he performs in preseason. It doesn't have to be, especially considering there's so many Dart cards out there that won't be premium by the time he plays later in the year. But I get that logic as well. It just depends on the card.
Yeah, it just depends on the card. Like, I like taking advantage of new product hype. He's also going to get playing time during preseason, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is flip the new products now, like Donruss Elite, Score, Classics, even Luminance if it's college uniform. Flip those now on a lot of these guys. Because, you know, pretty soon you got Donruss, base Donruss coming out, pro uniform rated rookies. You know, they got the optic previews in there, downtowns, etc. And then you've got Mosaic coming out shortly after that. So there's going to be a lot more pro uniform sets coming out. You want to get ahead of that curve and take advantage of this new product hype, especially on rookies.
All right, y'all. It was a fantabulous show. Shout out to our top super chatter, Mr. Space Yak 99. Shout out to you and your eBay store. We'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.
Peace. Check it out right here too, Carter. Right here. There's going to be cards on the wall. Stay tuned, y'all. Cards are coming back.
Let's go.
Let's go.